This is opinion research. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we just want to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, newspaper,
no.
advertising agency, media organization, or work on or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Okay, great. Now, with which political party are you registered, Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Can I tell him?
Yes.
Republican.
Okay. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20th? I'm definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, not very likely to vote, not
likely
at all likely to vote, or
likely to vote.
Which one? Definitely, very likely, somewhat likely?
Definitely.
Okay. What's your main racial background, please?
I'm human.
Okay.
I'm white.
Thank you. Okay. And what is your age? If you prefer, I can give you a range.
Over 60.
An age range. Over 60, but less than 65?
Sure, I'll go with that.
Or, okay. Thank you. One second. Generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction or they're going on the wrong track?
In our community, the right direction. Nationally,
okay.
We're not.
Right. From the following list, which issue should your local elected official focus on most to help you and your family? It's a long list. All of them are important, but try and choose just one, the main one. Inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, traffic and congestion, housing and property insurance costs, hurricane and flooding preparation, abortion, crime and public safety, K-12 education, illegal immigration, or overdevelopment?
Illegal immigration, and take Biden with them.
Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have favorable or unfavorable opinions of them. Or if you have no opinion or haven't heard of them, you can say that too. We're starting with Donald Trump.
Fantastic man. I like him.
Okay. Ron DeSantis is the next one.
I like him, too.
Same as
I have a question. I have a question for you.
Go right ahead.
Are you neutral? Are you Republican or Democrat?
No. Neither. We are an independent research company.
That's what I'm asking, not the survey. Okay.
Yes, sir. The next person in this list is Joe Biden.
He can go to hell. He's a traitor.
Very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay.
Takes money from China. He's a traitor.
Understand that. Thank you. The remainder of the survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? Again, it's a long list. All of them are important. But try and choose just one, please. Starting with reducing class sizes, increasing teacher pay, improving the academic rating of schools, ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained, allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline, strengthening school safety and security measures, or increasing school choice options.
I would say all that except school options.
Yeah, no, all of them are important, but what would be the main one for you?
Oh, I don't know.
You could choose only one.
I don't know. Anyone.
Okay. Well, next. You'll now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please, just as before, indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or haven't heard of them, you can tell me that as well. Starting with your local PTA or PTO.
Don't know them.
Okay. Traditional public schools.
Additional public schools? What?
No, traditional. Traditional public schools. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of them?
Favorable.
Or no
opinion? I guess favorable.
Okay. Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Actually, I would say unfavorable, because they're not teaching our kids right.
Okay. Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Very, okay. Then we have charter schools.
Favorable.
Very? Somewhat?
Very. Very favorable.
Okay. Then we have Moms for Liberty.
I have no idea.
No idea? No worries. Then we have teachers.
I have no idea. Most of them don't know what they're doing.
Okay. Your county school board.
I don't know anything about them.
Okay. Teachers unions.
I'm against them. They take money.
Okay. Is that very unfavorable or just somewhat?
Unfavorable.
Right. Very or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Very. And last but not least, private schools.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. We're halfway done, so I appreciate your help so far. Quickly moving on, generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing?
You just said that was the last one.
I don't know about the school board because I have no kids here.
No problem. How would you rate the quality of schools in your neighborhood? Would you say they are excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
Not so good.
My wife says not so good.
Not so good? Okay. Which of the following best describes you? Number one, local educational issues are not of much interest to me at all. Number two, although they are not top of mind concerns, I consider myself somewhat engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community. Or three, I consider myself extremely engaged and interested in educational issues facing my community.
Number two,
okay. Same thing, which one comes closer to your opinion? Number one, parents should have more educational options so their children can go to schools that best serve their needs, regardless of their zip code or income. Or number two, we need to better fund our public schools. While educational choice is nice, it takes money out of our public schools and gives them to wealthy private schools.
Number one.
Thank you. As you may know, the elections for school board are nonpartisan, meaning that the party affiliations of the candidates do not appear on your ballot. Which of the following is closer to your opinion? Number one, the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is not important to me. We should keep politics out of the classroom, and I will support candidates based on their individual policies and priorities. While number two is the political party affiliation of a school board candidate is important because it'll help me choose the candidate that best shares my values.
The second one.
Second
one? I want to know if they're Democrat or Republican because Democrats suck.
Gotcha, sir. Thank you. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Parents have a right to criticize their school board members if they disagree with actions they have taken. Parents are the ultimate authority when it comes to their child's education. Or number two, many school board meetings have become too heated and political. Parents should trust the school board members they elected and try to avoid confrontation with them.
The second one, the parents have control of what the school does to their children.
Second one, okay. Now you're going to be given a series of issue positions that a candidate might hold. And just let me know if each makes you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for school board. If it doesn't make a difference to you, you can tell me that too. We're starting with a candidate who supports enacting term limits on school board members, meaning that school board members could only serve 2 terms or 8 years.
2 terms. How long is
right.
a term? How long is a term?
I'm sorry? I mean, the question is okay, so is that more likely or less likely to support a candidate who does this, who support this?
Less likely.
Is that somewhat less or much less?
Somewhat less.
Okay, next. A candidate who supports putting uniformed police officers in every school in Florida.
Yeah, they should.
All right. Is that more likely or much more likely to support a candidate with this?
More likely.
Okay. A candidate who supports increasing public school funding to put more money in the classroom and raise teacher salaries.
Raise teacher salaries.
Yeah, to raise teacher salaries. Somewhat more or much more likely to support?
What is?
Or less.
Much more or somewhat. Anthony. Somewhat.
Okay. Next, a candidate who supports the parental rights and education law that prevents elementary school teachers from teaching about sexual orientation and gender identity to young students.
No. Let them be children. Period.
Okay. Is that much less likely to support a candidate like this or somewhat less?
I will not support a teacher who wants to teach kids. About their business.
Okay. Okay. A candidate who wants to increase transparency so parents can have a complete understanding of what their child is being taught in the classroom.
So parents should be told the kids are being taught.
Okay. All right. A candidate who wants to ban the teaching of critical race theory in our classrooms. Would say that America has a history of racism and white supremacy.
Well, that should be bad. I don't know what you're saying.
Okay, does this make you more or less likely to support?
I will not support somebody.
No, oh, okay. Okay, a candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents regardless of their income or zip code.
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes, sir. A candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents, regardless of their income or zip code.
Am I supposed to say yes or no to that?
No, if you are more likely to support or less likely to support a candidate who supports increasing educational options for parents, regardless of their income or zip code.
More likely.
Somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Next, same question, right? A candidate who wants our schools to get back to the basics of learning, like reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Absolutely. That's what school is supposed to be about. Much more likely.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next, a candidate who supports making classrooms cell phone and social media free zones during school hours.
They should not have phones.
They should not have phones in class. Take them away.
Okay. Are you much more likely to support a candidate who does this?
Much more likely.
Gotcha. Thank you. Next, a candidate who supports protecting girls' sports programs by banning the participation of biological males who identify as female.
Much more likely.
Okay. And a candidate who supports a slight increase to property taxes to increase teacher pay, renovate and construct new school buildings, and improve school security.
No raising taxes.
Much more likely.
Okay. Once again, we're almost done, so I appreciate your help. These last few short demographic questions before we finish are for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Florida? 5 years or less?
35 years.
35.
Yep.
Thank you, sir. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
Very or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed?
2 years of college.
Okay. Do you have any children? I believe you already answered this, but do you have any children or grandchildren age 18 or under who currently attend school?
No, my sons are too old for that. I have grandkids in school.
Oh, you do have grandkids in school?
Yes.
Do they go to a traditional public school, public charter or magnet school, or private? Religious?
They go to regular school.
Oh, okay. And generally speaking, how often do you or does someone in your household check your mailbox? Every day, not every day, but multiple times per week, about once a week or not frequently?
Every day. Check it every day. You might win a contest in the mail, so I check it every day. Public is clear now.
Yeah, yeah, very clear. Now, the survey has been completed. I really appreciate your participation, sir. Have a great rest of your evening.
You too.
Thank you. Take care. Bye.